It's now time for We the People, written and presented by Kent Bailey, an independent commentator speaking on local, state and national issues that affect us all.
Good day to you. Well, the Commonwealth Games came and went, along with most of the locals and many visitors. In my view, these sporting games were great for the athletes, but in terms of a spectacle and an event, were left wanting. According to colourful local journalist Larry Pickering, choosing Peter Beattie to be Games chairman was the act of someone not in their right mind, and in terms of Beattie's history and the actual result, I am inclined to agree. This is the bloke who apparently told everyone it would be traffic chaos and to leave town, and then when the place became a ghost town, the panic set in. He then beseeched everyone to come back home and join the party. The Commonwealth Games were never going to be a party, and the state government's attempt, along with Gold Dock, to create something memorable turned out to be the ultimate bureaucratically charged PC festival full of mind-numbing sterile entertainment errors, and the party failed. That's the way of government and ex-premiers when they try and organise anything. And in full flight, Premier Palaszczuk tried desperately to distance herself from the slow-motion equivalent of the Fukushima tsunami. Now, when you look back at Peter Beattie's political past, it may be assigned to history as a reign of error. In 2004, journalist Mike Seckham reflected on Beattie, the self-declared media tart, as politically counterintuitive. By this, he was referring to Beattie's penchant for apologising for government's mistakes, and over many years it appears this apologetic mantra served him well. Admitting failure, apologising, and then claiming he would fix the problem, but seldom did. Seckham writes that Beattie's colleagues often note that he is a lucky politician. His treasurer, Terry McEnroth, once described him as being the sort of bloke who can reach an arm down the S-bend of a blocked toilet and pull it out with a gold Rolex on his wrist. Sounds like an apt description to me for an unlucky public, although the gold Rolex has eluded him this Commonwealth Games as his mojo fades. Beattie left a legacy of error for Premier Bligh as a poison chalice, and Bligh was never going to be able to repair the damage. That legacy embraces the billion-dollar shameful fiasco of the Queensland health payroll scandal, a bloated and very expensive public service, Bundaberg's giant Patel, Gold Coast's desalination plant money pit, child protection breakdown, infrastructure project failures, and now the significant failures and the cost of the Commonwealth Games, which has cost taxpayers billions. Yet, folks, he is sorry, sorry, sorry. And what mugs we, the public, have been to swallow the mea culpa tactic. The Commonwealth Games cost us billions and ran for just 11 days. The allocation of such huge resources has been an error of massive Beattie-type proportions when so many people are struggling and the council and the Queensland government preside over the destruction of vast tracts of bushland. It was a games for political egos when it's really about sport, and unfortunately, it's a Commonwealth activity without a Commonwealth in reality. It's irrelevant in 2018, and more so in the years to come, and will never again be held in Australia in its current form. The athletes were terrific, but Beattie's mark in history will just be more apologies and more sorries and the shame, the abject shame and failure of the closing ceremony to Queensland's humiliation. Tickets with the wrong days recorded. The exodus of the general public. The Premier's artificial and pathetic calls of come to the party when there was no party. Public transport failure and huge loss to local business. England listed as an African nation. Security guard recruitment failure and plenty more. Choosing Borribee the koala as the game's mascot when in reality the state government are sending the koala to extinction in southeast Queensland, and Migaloo the white whale is in severe danger if Tate's Oceanside cruise liner terminal is ever launched. The opening ceremony was dominated by romanticised Aboriginal dancers for way too long, and the closing ceremony embarrassed Australia internationally, and on goes the litany of failures. However, Mr. Beattie apologised yet again, but will still look to the spotlight for public adoration, as is his habit. Now, as the new ARL Commission chairman, he apologised for not being able to name the Cronulla NRL side when interviewed on television. So more of the same from a very questionable public figure who specialises in apologies and self-flagellation as a political tactic. It seems to me that Beattie's time in public office and cushy appointments represents a reign of error to the detriment of many. Please, no more games, Peter Beattie. Until next time. This is Kent Bailey.